Welcome to this very, very special, very short episode of Brap Life. This is my semi-co-host tonight, Dana, and we are here to announce something that Dana cooked up in that awesome brain of hers. Dana, you want to share?
All right. So originally, I seen Angel's post on Facebook about trying to get, offering a free entry for a women's hard enduro and trying to get everybody in and getting list of names and that we were going to pick one and all that stuff. And of course, I threw my name in there and tried to get as many girls and friends that I know also to join in. And I just had it in me that I was like, I need to message this lady. Like, I don't know who she is, but she seems very inspiring. And I just felt the need to message you. And I was like, all right. And I was like, I have this idea. Like, what if we tried to get as many women possible all at the same hard enduro somehow, like just to try it? Like, I know a few of my friends that have always, you know, the girls have talked about, yeah, I'd like to try one or whatever, but we all don't have the full-on confidence to just get out there and gung-ho and do it. You know, I might do it at a local race or something, but, you know, we're talking traveling, some of us, you know, 8-10 hours, you know, sometimes more than that, to go to a race to just try something. Well, if I had a couple other girls to try it with, heck yeah. So, of course, I've never personally tried a hard enduro. I've only done GNCCs and some sprints, but I'm very intrigued to try, and I think getting more women together to try it together would be something huge.
Yeah. So Dana and I started talking, and it kind of just turned out that with her GNCC schedule and all of the other things that she's doing in life, because she goes everywhere, the race that's going to make the most sense for her, her friends, for me, because I have to be part of this,
heck yes,
is going to be TKO. So TKO, we are going to try and have the largest women's class in the history of the event. So I don't really know what that means, because I don't know how many women have ever been at it before. I have to look into that. But so far, Dana, how many people do you have so far?
I want to say I probably have at least 3 or 4 girls. I have a couple of girls from Ohio, Indiana, here in Michigan, just trying to get as many from the Midwest actually as possible. Maybe we can all get a group trip and ride down together and make it a real big girls event on the whole thing.
Yeah.
Also just trying to reach out to any of the girls that I know through the GNCCs. And I'm doing and starting the U.S. Sprint Enduros this year. My first time, I'm going to try to run that series. So I'm hoping to meet some more ladies along the way and try to convince them to join us.
Yeah. No, this is super exciting. I have a couple friends from here in the West Coast that, I told them about it. And they're like, oh, that would be so fun. So the biggest thing for a lot of us is confidence, right? Like, I don't want to go and be the only girl doing it. Like, there's not a lot of women who do this, at least on the East Coast. So it's really like, it's scary. But when you see other women doing it, it just kind of gives you a confidence, at least for me. I see other women do some badass things, and I'm like, all right, that was awesome. Let me try. So I'm super inspired. You guys know that I already wanted to start racing. I will be doing my first hard enduro in April. But a lot of these women, their first one's going to be TKO, and I'm super excited for that. So this is
I got goosebumps thinking about it.
Yeah.
Literally.
This is basically a call to action to all the ladies. Like, so Brap Life has been doing a couple contests for race entries. We've got some things that we're working on in the background for this project. Brap Life will be sponsoring this as much as possible. As long as things keep going with the podcast, we will be sponsoring things like helping women with gear, helping with race entries, things like that. So this is going to be a kind of a big deal. This is kind of like an unofficial team that we're putting together for this one-time event. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be really epic. Like, I'm so excited for it.
And I don't know about, you know, my background and everything that, you know, TKO in my mind and what I have heard is like one of the biggest hard enduro races on the entire circuit. So for me, just being able to be there, see everything, and then get to participate in it and with a bunch of girls and some of my friends, even better. Count me in, 100%.
Heck yes. So one of the other things that we talked about was that a lot of the times women don't really want to get into hard enduro because we lack confidence, right? Like a lot of women lack confidence just getting on a dirt bike. And that's something that I've personally been trying to help with as I meet more women across the country. I try and just help, you know, if there's newer riders, I try and, you know, come and ride with me. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care your skill level. Most of the time they're better than me. But you know, it doesn't matter. Like, let's just go out, let's ride, let's get you confident. And so it's really, really cool to kind of think that we're going to be inspiring women to come out and do this in hard enduro. I'm like, so let's excited. just go do the hard stuff together. And it's going to be so awesome. I'm so excited. So going back to the confidence thing, one of the things that Dana brought up was potentially, and we're working on details, but we're going to try and see if we can get some sort of women's clinic before the race. So try and schedule that out so that way we can, you know, kind of help build that confidence for everybody.
I can't wait. I really hope everything that we've been talking about and working on, and hopefully the future is bright, and I can only imagine what can happen at TKO with a bunch of girls. And first timers, I mean, everybody should be there to watch that or tape it or any of the above. Because yes. Let me tell you, we're going to bring the entertainment.
Oh, heck yes. Oh, it's always a good time when you get a big group of women together to ride. It's always just like they always end up cheering each other on. You know, you might get a couple that are like super competitive, like really close, like really good. And you know, it's just, it's going to be super entertaining. It's going to be super awesome. Growing this sport has been something that I've wanted to do since I became a part of it. And I've been doing everything that I can to help, because I personally feel like a big part of growing the sport is helping women to grow in the sport. You get more women into it, and that's a lot of money. Like, there's a whole bunch of money that comes into it if you can get all of us, not even all of us, but even half of the women who come to these events to ride, you know? And I just think it's the coolest thing to ride with other women. Like, it's just, it's so much fun. So,
it's the camaraderie, and it just brings things to the next level. Like, it's indescribable. I ran the Northeast 24-hour challenge on a women's team up there, and I can't tell you, it was the most fun I've ever had at 3 a.m, completely sober with my girlfriend's racing bikes. I mean, I tell everybody, you have, if you've never done a 24-hour race, do one. So I'm hoping that this whole hard enduro, can't wait to tell everybody, do one.
Yeah, this is gonna be great. I'm so stoked. And I as details, you know, kind of get pulled together, this is just all starting to be planned. And August is a long ways away, but at the same time, we're already almost at the end of January. So it's going to come really fast. And with all of the stuff that we're planning, so this is, like I said, going to be like basically a one-time team. And we're looking at sponsorship. Like I said, the clinic, we have like limited edition decals that are going to be coming out. And like, this is like big time. This is going to be kind of a big deal for the women. So I'm really kind of hoping that we can also caravan some people out from the West Coast and bring them out to the East Coast, get some of those awesome ladies who ride out here West Coast and just like rock it in the rocks and stuff, bring them out to Tennessee. Heck yeah, I want to see them do that. And they'll be like doing it past me because I'll be sitting there on my bike, but it's going to be so cool. I'm so stoked for
If I only make it up one or two hills and I end up sitting there and getting off my bike and going to help the next lady in front of me, so be it. I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be the best camaraderie. I, like you said, when we're all riding together as women, like, it's just so much fun. And it's I'm just so excited that you came up with this idea. Like, this has just been so much fun to just plan, and it's growing and it's becoming this thing that I didn't even think that it was going to be anything. Like, when we first started talking about it, I was like, that's a really cool idea. You should totally do that. And then now I'm like, hey, we should like this sponsor and like this and that. And it's just,
well, I'm so glad. There's no way I would have been able to, like, again, do this on my own. The camaraderie, getting with more than one person. I need you, girl. Let's do this. You know, it's one of those things, but I can't tell you from knowing that we both went through weight loss, how far that dirt bikes have carried us. Or gotten us, yeah. You know, whether it be physically, mentally, any of the above. I mean, I felt a connection. I was like, we got to do this. We got to bring more women together. Yes. Let's do this.
Yeah. And that's been huge. It's been so cool. Like you said, just connecting. That's what Brap Life is all about, is connecting with those stories, just talking to people, finding out. And then it's that inspiration. It's just like constant, like seeing you now, you've got your sponsorship and like, you're going to be doing your races, like the stuff that you do that you're established in. Like, I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you. And it's just like, we just started talking like a few weeks ago and I'm just like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like,
I know. That's the best part. Watching everybody and each other grow in this sport too is just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And the small world too, of finding out, even though, you know, you might be on the West Coast, I'm in the Midwest, like how we actually know some mutual people that, like, crazy, like, oh, no way. I love that.
I know.
Love
she that. Shows up really wearing this sweatshirt and sport. I was like, hey, I know him.
So, gotta have the red.
Super, super awesome. So we just wanted to make this really quick announcement. This is happening. So ladies, keep an ear out. We're going to be announcing more stuff as time goes on. This is just going to get more and more exciting as the event gets closer. But seriously, we want to see, like, I personally would want to see like 20 women there at least.
At least. Let's get as many as possible, ladies. Tell everybody you know. I mean, if we get started now, I'm sure there'll be more information released. I'm sure we can all try to carpool and make our other arrangements or whatnot. I'm sure there is a way that you can get there with your bike. We will figure it out. I'm sure there's a way. There are people out there, and we just all need to communicate and get it out there. So this is a start, and I love it.
And I'm willing to help coordinate things, you know, whether it's you guys caravanning out from the Midwest, us out here from the West Coast. There's actually going to be a lot of opportunities for women on the East Coast to kind of train and do some really cool things this year coming up. Jason Tillis has his, I think it's called the Yellow Bush Hard Scramble in Ohio. And he's opened that free race entry for all women who want to go and try their hand at hard enduro. So it's not like a true like US hard enduro, but it is a harder race for those women who are able to get there and who want to try that harder stuff, maybe build up their confidence a little bit. And then after that, they're going to be so excited. They're just going to want to come to TKO.
Gotta do it. And I mean, Tennessee, who doesn't want to go to Tennessee? Come on, there's so many amazing things there and views and I'm sure all of us could use some warm weather. Even though you're in Arizona, all of us could use warm weather right about now.
It is 20 degrees outside right now.
I think it's negative 11 here.
Okay, you win, but still, I'm in Arizona. I am super excited to see where all of this goes. And we just wanted to jump on quick and just let everybody know what's kind of going on in our crazy brains, and we'll keep you all updated. So
thank you for having me
so much. And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. See you guys later.